We continue our learning of the Nishmas Tavim b'Manachem Shemicham Yaakov b'Pinchas Leo. We're in Zvachim Perek Vav Mishnah Aleph. Kodshei Kodashim sheshchatan berosh hamizbeach. What happens if you didn't shech the Kodshei Kodashim in the north as you should have, the north of the Azara, but the Kohen went up to the top of the mizbeach and shechted them on the mizbeach? Is that acceptable? So Rabbi Yossi Omer kiilu nishchatu batzafon. He says this is as if they were shechted in the north. They are the carbon is going to be kosher, and he bases it on the pasuk in Shmos Perachov Pasukhov mizbeach. Adama Taseli. This is the end of Parshas Yisro. V'zavachta alav es olosecha ves shlomecha. This is a reference to the Mizbeach Achitzon, Mizbeach HaNechoshes, where we bring all the korbanos. And it says, you shall offer upon it the olos and the shlomim. But it can sound like you shecht upon it the olos and the shlomim. And Rabbi Yossi says like this, kulo la'ola v'kulo la'shlomim, which means, even though the korbanola requires to be shechted in the north, and the shlomim does not need to be shechted in the north, we assume the Mizbeach is going to be acceptable both for the Shechita of the Ola and the Shechita of the Shlomim. The Shechita of the Shlomim certainly, because that can be shechted anywhere in the Hazara, so on top of the Mizbeach is no different than anywhere in the Hazara. And since the Pasuk compares Olo Secha and Shlomecha with respect to the Mizbeach Adama referring to the Mizbeach, so just like the Shlomim can be shechted on top of the Mizbeach and not specifically in the north, the Korban Ola will be acceptable as well. That's Rabbi Yossi's opinion. Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda Omer, it depends. Mechatzi ha-mizbeach v'lotzafon. If you shechted it on the top of the mizbeach, but it's on the half of the mizbeach that's towards the north, because when you walk up the ramp, you're in the south. Now you're walking towards the north. So if it's on the half of the mizbeach closest to the ramp, it's not acceptable. That's closest to the south. But it's on the half of the mizbeach closer to the north, then kitzafon, we consider it as if it was shechted in the north. Mechatzi ha-mizbeach v'ledorom, then it's going to be, then kidorom. So what does he do with that pasuk that we just mentioned? V'zavachta alav es olosecha ves shlomecha. It means half of the Mizbeach is for your Shlomim. That's the southern half is acceptable. And the northern half is acceptable for the Ola, because that should be in the north of the whole Azara. So we'll give you the north of the Mizbeach. But that doesn't mean that the entire Mizbeach is kosher for a Korban Ola. Then the Mishnah moves into Menachos, the flower offerings. HaMenachos hayu nikmatzos b'chol makom ba'azara. We mentioned that the Korban Mincha, there's a kmitza done where the Kohen places his fingers in to the flour, or it could be the orbit, or it's already baked into the different pieces of bread or matzah, whatever it is, and puts his hand in, and then he folds over the middle three fingers. So that's the kmitza. We said the kmitza was of a mincha is the equivalent of the shechita of a korban. So where should the kmitza be done? We know the korban has to be shechted sometimes in the north, sometimes anywhere. So what about the kmitza? So the Mishnah here says the menachos were nikmatos b'chol makom ba'azara. The entire Azara is acceptable for menachos, and this is based on the following pasuk. It says, v'nefesh ki sakiv korban mincha l'Hashem. This is a korban mincha, solus, etc. And then it mentions you're supposed to put oil on it and levona frankincense, and it's brought to the kohanim. V'kamatz misham melo kumtso. And the Kohen takes a kmitza, and it doesn't mean. And then he takes the kmitza, and he places that on the mizbeach. So there is no pasuk that says it has to be done specifically in the north, and therefore the kmitza can be done anywhere in the Azara. But the korban mincha should be eaten within the curtains, as we said, of the Mishkan, which means within the walls of the Azara and the Mikdash. Only by Kohanim who are Zecharim. So in this respect, the Korban Mincha is treated like Kodshei Kodshim. On the one hand, when the fact that it be shechted anywhere the Azara, that it does not follow regular Kodshei Kodshim. It's not really shechted, it has the Kemitza done. But the eating of it should be done in the Azara and only by male Kohanim, as it says in the Pasuk, by Mimer Yud Ches. Kol Korbanam l'chol minchasam l'chol chatasam v'kodesh ha-kadoshim tochelenu kol zachor Zachar Yochaloso. So only Zachar Kohanim, and we do treat it like Kodshei Kodshim. B'chol Machol, you can prepare that flour however you like. Liyom V'Laila Ad Chatzos. That is derived from Lach Metoda. Lach Metoda are also a type of mincha, obviously it's bread or matzah. So that's a day and a night. So that's a day and the night until, and that night until Chatzos. So too when it comes to the Korban Mincha. Perek Vav, Mishnah Vav. Mishnah Beis. Chatas ha'of ha'isa nasis al keren deromis ma'aravis. So there are two type of burnt offerings. You could have a chatas ha'of or an olas ha'of. So we begin with the chatas ha'of, and it says that the chatas ha'of service was done by the keren deromis ma'aravis, which was the southwestern corner of the mizbeach. If you think about the mizbeach itself, if you would walk up the, if you're walking up the kevesh, you're walking up the ramp, so to your left, that corner that's on your left is the west, is the southwestern corner. We mentioned that in the past, significance of that corner. In fact, that's where those the two holes on top of the mizbeach were there for the nisach hamayim and the nisach hayayin, the way the wine was poured down and the water on the 7 days of Sukkot. And on the bottom by the yesod were the two holes, one on one side of the corner, one on the other side of the corner, two holes for the shiarei hadam, for the leftover blood. Also poured down in that corner, that was the deromis ma'aravis, the southwestern corner. So we'll see in the Mishnah, several significant things were done in that corner. But how do I know that the chatas ha'of was done in that corner? Because the pasuk says, ha'krev osa b'nei aharon l'fnei Hashem el p'nei ha'mizbeach. So those two phrases, l'fnei Hashem and p'nei ha'mizbeach, are critical in deciding where the service of this carbon of the oaf, because the chatas ha'of is done. L'fnei Hashem, before Hashem, is obviously the west, because towards the west is where the heichal is, the kodesh ha'kodeshim is, the aron is, etc. That's westward. So you want to be in the west. On the other hand, you have to be el es p'nei ha'mizbeach. You're facing the mizbeach. The mizbeach, if you're facing the mizbeach, then you're standing in the south. Because that's where the ramp was, in the south, and you're facing the beginning of the Mizbeach. So how do we have both Lifnei Hashem, west, and Pnei HaMizbeach, south? So that must be the southwestern corner. That's the Ruach, that's the direction, that's both of those. So the what was the service of the Chatas Ha'of? So the Chatas Ha'of had its own special shchita known as Malika. The Kohen had a very long nail on his thumb, and he would break the back of the neck of the animal. That was its shchita. It was done differently. That normally would create a nevela, but here is an exception to the rule. It does not create a nevela. This is the way it's done. And the sprinkling itself was done was vinim sayado. You squeeze the blood out of the bird up against the mizbeach. So this is done in that corner. Now the problem is that the pasuk we quoted, Lifnei Hashem and Pnei HaMizbeach, is not written by Chatas Ha'of. That's written regarding the Korban Mincha. The Korban Mincha has to be done in that corner. But Chatas Ha'of is derived from the Korban Mincha. Why? What's the connection? Well, we know that when it comes to the Korban Oleh V'Yoreid, if you remember that from Masechet Shavuos, certain Averos, where the type of carbon that's brought, the sin offering that's brought, is depending on a person's financial status. So there are times you can bring up sheep, but you can bring birds, or you can bring a flower offering. So therefore, there is some connection between a flower offering, a mincha, and birds, and the which we're discussing in this Mishnah. So a chatas ha'of could be compared to a carbon mincha. So since the carbon mincha is done in that corner, the chatas ha'of is done in that corner as well. Then the Mishnah says, so that's the beginning. Chatas ha'of, hoisa nasis, where al keren dromis maravis. That's where the malika was done. That's where you sprinkled or you squeezed the blood out of the animal, all in that corner of the mizbeach. B'chol makom ha'isak sheira elazeh hayom mikoma. So the Mishnah points out that really you could have done the malika, that type of shchita, the breaking of the back of the neck of the animal. You could have killed it in any part of the azara, but this is mikoma. This is where you're going to sprinkle the blood, and therefore it makes sense to do the malika there. Now the Tiferes Yisrael explains there's something very practical about that. How much blood is there anyway? Very little in this bird. So practically speaking, if you want to make sure you have blood that's coming out of the bird, you should probably do the malika right next to the mizbeach, so you could do it right away. And then the Mishnah says, "Ushlosha devarim ha'isa osa ha'keren mishameshes milamata ushlosha milamala." So that keren, that corner, that southwestern corner of the mizbeach, was significant for three things: services that were done below the chod hasik, below that red strip that went around, red line that went around the middle of Mizbeach, and three that were done on top of the Chod HaSikra. So the Mishnah lists them. Milamata, what was done below? Number one is Chatas Ha'of, exactly what we said. The Malika and the Hazah of the Chatas Ha'of was done below the Chod HaSikra there. The Hahagashos, and the bringing close of the Karba Mincha. Well, we mentioned that the Karba Mincha is done in that corner. What does that mean? You bring the flour offering close to the Mizbeach, as the Pasuk says, V'minchas ma'acheshes korban echa v'kriya la'kohen v'higisha el ha'mizbeach. You bring the korban mincha close to the Mizbeach. That's where it's brought in that corner. And finally, ushiarei v'shiarei hadam, the leftover blood of all the korbanos. Remember, we spoke about pouring the extra blood down a little hole. Some of them are done in the hole that's on the side, the south side of that corner, some on the west side of that corner, but it's all done in that area. That's also poured, and that's all done below the Churas Ikra, towards the ground. Milamala, what was done above the Churas Ikra in that very same corner? Nisuch HaMayim, on Sukkos, that's where they would pour the water. That was done actually on top of the Mizbeach itself. There was a hole there where we pour the water on the 7 days of Sukkos. V'hayayin, and the Nisuch HaYayin, the wine libations of every day, the Tamid Shel Shachar, Tamid Shel Bein Harbayim, that's where they had that hole as well. It was actually a bowl, and you poured it down, and the water or the wine would go down all the way through the wall of Mizbeach, down underneath the Beis HaMikdash. And the third that was done above the Chut HaSikra is V'olas HaOf, K'shehi Rabba B'Mizrach. So we spoke about the Chata Sof. Now we're mentioning the Ola Sof. The Ola Sof, where was it really done generally? Oh, so not here. The Ola Sof was generally done in the Keren Dromis Mizrachis. The Ola Sof, as opposed to the Chata Sof, was done in the southeastern corner. Why? Because that corner happens to be closer to the Beis Hadeshen, or to the place where you burn everything, and the Beis HaDeshen is where they had to burn, where it came to the Olas Ha'of, the Zefek, the Mur'ah, which was the crop, Benotza Solon with the feathers. The Pasuk says, in Vayikra Aleph, Vehisiris Mur'aso Benotza Sa, you take out the crop with the feathers, Vehishlich Osa El Eitzel HaMizbeach, Kema El Mekom HaDeshen. So, since that was closest to the Beis HaDeshen, the south eastern corner, that's where the Olas Ha'of service, Malika, etc., was normally done. So why is it in this Mishnah when we're speaking about the Keren Dromis Maravis, the southwestern corner? So that's what this Mishnah says. Olas Ha'of was done in our corner, K'shei Rabba B'Mizrach, which means there were so many Kohanim busy with Olas Ha'of in the other corner, in the southeastern corner, so they would do the Malika of the Olas Ha'of in the southwestern corner. And that's also acceptable. It's certainly close enough to the Beis HaDeshen. And we mentioned that Malika can be done in anywhere in the Azara, and therefore it would move to this corner.